Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's January the 27th, 2009. It was on this day in the year 661 that Ali died, the cousin, the son-in-law, the successor of Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, and one of the scribes who was designated to write down the Quran. It was the death of Ali that resulted in the split into Sunni and Shiite Islam, a division that remains in the Middle East and the cause of great turmoil there. Ali was a scholar and authority on the Quran whose advice was sought, and he condemned a religious leader, a caliph, for disobeying the teachings of the Quran. The caliph was assassinated, and Ali took his place. He then, a few years later, was assassinated himself in Iraq. The place where he was stabbed became the Shiite holy city of Najaf. Ali is a figure revered by both Sunni and Shiite Muslims, but Sunnis consider Ali the last of the rightly guided caliphs, and only the Shia believe that Ali was the rightful successor to the prophet himself. It's the birthday of Mozart today, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, born in Salzburg in 1756, whose father was a teacher of music, and the young Mozart began composing at the age of five. He was taken on tours along with his sister throughout Europe. He was a great sensation. Mozart came to Vienna, 1781, and there in Vienna he wrote his great opera, The Marriage of Figaro. And there he died. Many people think he died of mercury poisoning while he was being treated for syphilis. Others think it was brought on by a meal of badly cooked pork. He was buried, Mozart, in a mass grave, not because he was poor, but because the country was battling an outbreak of bubonic plague. Wolfgang Mozart, who said, "When I am completely myself, entirely alone and of good cheer, say traveling in a carriage, or walking after a good meal, or during the night when I cannot sleep, it is on such occasions that my ideas flow best and most abundantly. Whence and how they come, I know not, nor can I force them." And it's the birthday of the man who wrote Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. Lewis Carroll, born Charles Lutwidge Dodgson in Cheshire, England, 1832. He was a mathematician on the faculty at Oxford. He was a serious photographer. And when he was 24 years old, a new dean arrived in Oxford and brought his little girls, Alice, Edith, and Lorena, with him. Lewis Carroll befriended them, spent a lot of time with them, and in July of 1862, on a rowboat on a pond, he came up with the story of a girl's adventures in a magical underground world and told them the story. Lewis Carroll, often portrayed as an awkward recluse, actually was a sociable person, loved to hold dinner parties, and wrote about 97,000 letters in his lifetime, and always remembered the day when he began telling the story to the little girls. He said, "The cloudless blue above, the watery mirror below, the boat drifting idly on its way, the tinkle of the drops that fell from the oars, and the three eager faces hungry for news of fairyland." The book was published in 1865, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and became one of the most popular children's books in the world. Here's a poem by Lewis Carroll on his birthday. "How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin, how neatly spreads his claws, and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws." The Crocodile by Lewis Carroll. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.